Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. Welcome to our first presentation this year of the Bing Crosby Show from the 1952 season. This is his first episode, and his guest is Jane Wyman. Following that, we'll have our weekly presentation of Gordon McRae's podcast, which is, of course, featuring the Railroad Hour that he was in. I thought having these two singers, Bing Crosby and Gordon McRae, on back-to-back would make a nice Friday afternoon for you, and I hope you're going to enjoy both of these wonderful shows in great sound quality, usually throughout. This episode of Railroad Hour, I was noticing it's got a few more hiccups in it and things, so you might notice lesser sound quality, but it's still not too bad. And certainly many of them are just unbelievable sound quality. So without further ado, I'll take us to our old intro. And then that's one I did about 5 years ago. I talk about Jane Wyman, so it's kind of cool to listen to that. I don't know what I was doing at the time. I sound kind of half asleep. But anyway, I cover the ground. And then we'll get right into that episode, followed immediately by Railroad Hour with Gordon McRae. Every Friday, whether I mention it or not, you're always going to get Gordon McRae's performance after Bing Crosby, so just keep listening and you get an hour's worth of musical entertainment every Friday. We also present Bing Crosby every Sunday night from the 1947 season, from 70 years ago. These episodes from 1952 are, of course, from 65 years ago this year. So I hope you're going to enjoy all of our presentations. Make sure you tune into the 1947 Bings on Sunday nights, because they are phenomenal. And these 1952s, I couldn't skip over them either, because they have some great performances as well. So I hope you enjoy all of the performances we're bringing you here on Judy Garland and Friends OTR podcast. I love bringing them to you. Folks seem to be enjoying the shows. And without further ado, here's my old intro and then right into the show. Enjoy. Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. Welcome to the very first episode of the Bing Crosby Show from the 1952-1953 season. This is going to be a very historic year for the Bing Crosby Show and Bing and his family, and we'll get into that in future episodes. But for this episode, his guest on the show was actress Jane Wyman, who is an amazing actress that was in a lot of films, and then in 1945, her real breakthrough film that gained her critical notice was The Lost Weekend. After that, in 1946, she was in The Yearling and was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Actress. And then 2 years later, in the film Johnny Belinda, in which she played a deaf-mute rape victim, she actually won the Academy Award. And she's the very first person in the sound era to actually win an Academy Award with a part that had no dialogue whatsoever. I guess that wouldn't happen again. I think the movie that came out this last year, the silent film, might have been the only other time that someone won. I believe one of the actors won for that as well. Anyway, then she was in she gained a lot more clout then. It was in movies by Alfred Hitchcock and Frank Capra. She was in The Glass Menagerie. She was in, let's see, what other big films? Blue Veil, where she got another Oscar nomination. And Magnificent Obsession. So she was in a lot of large films, very prestigious films, Miracle in the Rain, Holiday for Lovers, and Pollyanna, just a lot of different films. So I hope that you're going to enjoy her performance. And she was a very beautiful woman. I found a picture of her at a very young age to feature for our podcast. I always think the actors and actresses would probably like to be looking their absolute best for the pictures we use for the podcast. And so I
pick this one out that's just has her looking amazingly beautiful. The other thing she's probably known for is the fact that she was the first wife of actor, governor, and president of the United States, Ronald Reagan. And she, being as Ronald Reagan was the only president that's been in office that was divorced, she is the only, I guess, ex-first lady, or I don't know how you would look at that, but anyway, she's the only person with that ever had that kind of designation. And she never said anything bad about Reagan or anything. When he passed away, she actually broke her silence and said some really nice things about him and how our country had lost a great president, a great man, and a great actor, and all of these things. So, anyway, enjoy tonight's episode, and we will see you next time for more Bing Crosby.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day,
welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, brought to you by the General Electric Company, makers of famous, dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Miss Jane Wyman and Mr. Joe Venuti. And now, ladies and gentlemen, General Electric proudly presents its latest innovation, the new, streamlined, all-electric crooner, Bing Crosby. Man.
Stand clear, I may blow a fuse here, but Ken, I want to tell you, it's nice to be back on the air, and it's indeed a great honor to be working for General Electric. We've really got some wonderful products, Ken, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
The Stratoliner range, the refrigerator food freezer, the all-electric kitchen. You know, they took me through an all-electric kitchen this afternoon. Yeah. That's really something.
Now, what about the GE Ringer washer?
They're putting me through that tomorrow.
Have a nice trip.
Must be an easier way for a fellow to get his pants pressed, don't you think? But you know, Ken, I'm so GE-minded that lately I'm working like an electric refrigerator.
What do you mean you're working like a refrigerator?
Every time I open my mouth, my tonsils light up.
Well, it might not be a bad idea to keep a light burning in there. Your voice may come back some night.
See? Yeah. Well, if it does, all is forgiven, I'm sure of that. You know, Ken, I'm not touchy. Really, I'm not about my pipes because they are a little passe. They're getting a little beat.
Yes, it might be.
But I think it would be good policy if we refrained from such cracks.
Oh,
cracks
really?
Like that. Because there's a rumor going around CBS now. They say that CBS stands for Can Bing Survive? You think?
Well, I know. I thought CBS Now meant cut Bing's salary.
Well, that too, yeah. Ken, I think we've had enough of my personal problems. Let's talk about the heat wave in Los Angeles.
Oh,
something like that.
Murder. Hasn't the heat been something awful out here, Bing?
Ken, there's one good thing about Southern California, though. No matter how hot it is during the day, when you go to bed at night, you can always sleep under two earthquakes.
I always thought that was two blankets.
Who can keep blankets on with all that shaking?
Well, see, Bing, I almost forgot. A telegram came for you.
Well, this is opening night. We ought to get at least one wire,
and
huh?
We did. Here it is.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, it's from Bob Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll bet this is going to be real clever.
Oh, gee, I can hardly wait. What does he say, Bing?
Well, it says here, "Dear Bing, congratulations on landing a job with General Electric. I hope they make you a chair." Right,
that Bob sure thinks up funny things,
well,
doesn't
he? He does. When you consider what he has to think of it, you know. A little shallow up there. But now, Ken, I think we best get along with the opening selection. Very clever little thing that you've probably heard. In fact, Guy Mitchell has a great record out on it. It's getting quite a ride from the DJs. It's titled Feet Up, Pat 'em on the Popo.
Yes.
Some title, huh? If the Riv Mayors and John Scott and his general electricians are ready, we'll have a go at this thing. We'll be right back.
Feet up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh. Feet up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh.
Ain't been a kid like this before, he's so good looking, gonna have some more.
Feet up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh.
Now I've been known to gamble, take a little drink. And there's the night I had that fight and I ended in the clink. But now my rootin' tootin' days are done. Gonna be the man he thinks I am, 'cause I love my son.
Feet up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh. Feet up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh.
Ain't seen a kid like this before, he's so good looking, gonna have some more.
Feet up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh.
I'm gonna do some bragging up and down this town. I'm walking into joints I knew and pass the news around that I just up and had a son. Though he's just been born, gonna buy him a horn, a baseball and drum.
He's tiny as a peanut,
and yet I do declare someday he'll look at me and say, hey, how you doing down there? He'll be good-hearted like his ma, but I'll bet he'll be a lady killer just like his pa.
Feet up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh. Ha-ha! Feet up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh.
Ain't been a kid like this before, he's so good looking, gonna have some more.
Feet up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh.
Ha 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 ha, gonna pat him on the popo now.
Hey!
Bouncy, Bing.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Ken.
Now, what do you say we give the commercial a little pat on the popo?
Oh,
huh?
That's a good idea. We have so many wonderful things to talk about, I just don't know where to begin.
Well, let's tell the folks about the General Electric Refrigerator Food Freezer.
Oh, I could gab for 4 or 5 hours on that beauty.
Oh, fine.
Folks, the GE Refrigerator Food Freezer is actually 2 great appliances in 1 beautiful cabinet. Now, up in this glorious top here, you've got a big, spacious, zero-degree freezer. A real freezer with its own door, its own natural-born refrigerating system, and its own temperature control. You can store up to 70 pounds of fine eating in this freezer compartment, and rest assured, it'll stay mellow as a cold porter roundelay for a month or a year.
Okay, Bing, that's enough about the freezer compartment. I want to tell the folks about the wonderful GE refrigerator down below it. This refrigerator is constructed along the line of a crafty little principle called moist cold. Now, that moist cold protects your victuals, keeps vegetables, fruits, and meats so fresh and appetizing, and you don't have to cover them. And GE's got a little dandy called a butter conditioner that keeps butter just right for spreading. And you never have to defrost your GE refrigerator, because frost never forms. More than 3.5 million GE refrigerators have been in service 10 years or longer. They're that dependable. And your GE dealer has these wonderful General Electric refrigerator food freezers. Stop in and see them soon.
Stop in and see them tomorrow. That's soon enough. Say, here's a new tune. It's a new deck of disc of mine. It's being played a little by some of the DJs. Rather a nice thing, too. We've got Red Nichols and the boys. You going to Mobile, little boys? You ready? A one, a two.
Till the stars in the sky cease to shine, till the sand of the desert grows cold, till the last petals fall from the roses, and the silver in your hair turns back to gold, till the sun and the moon hide in darkness, and we wait for that great light to shine. Oh, my darling, that's how long I will love you. Till the end of the world, you'll be mine. Oh, my darling, that's how long I will love you. Till the end of the world, you'll be mine. You'll be mine.
Thank you, Red, and thank you very much, folks. You know, it's guest time now, and a real pleasure, too, this time, to welcome a great actress from the silver screen. One of Tinseltown's most versatile, most charming, most talented, most beautiful, most enchanting, the lovely young lady who is among the very top performers in filmland, Miss Jane Wyman. Well, you're very big here.
Hiya, Bing. And about that introduction.
Well, it describes you perfectly, Jane. I meant every word of it.
Well, now, Bing, you don't have to butter me up.
Well, I wasn't buttering you up at all. You see, Jane, I have a sensitive, vibrant nature which endows me with an abundance of honeyed phrases and pretty words of praise. I'm a poet, you see, with a keen appreciation of the artistic and a delicate sense of beauty.
Gee, to look at you, you'd never know it.
Well, it's down inside me, Jane. It's deep.
Well, don't worry, Bing. This heat's got everybody a little goofy.
It sure has. Anyhow, Jane, we're fortunate that we're not doing a TV show. At least we don't have a lot of hot lights on us.
Say, by the way, Bing, when are you going to get into television?
Oh, I may do some TV shows when I get back from Europe.
Why are you going to Europe?
So I won't have to do any TV.
What a sneaky reason for taking a vacation.
I'm just kidding, Janie. The real reason I'm going to Europe is I have to make a picture in France.
A still or a movie?
A movie.
Gee, I envy you going to Europe. Are you going to play the Palladium in London?
I don't think so.
Why not? Danny Kaye was a big hit there. Judy Garland was a big hit there. And Betty Hutton was a big hit there.
That's true. Jack Benny was sensational, too.
Say, Bing, I forgot to mention that Bob Hope was a big hit at the Palladium.
That's okay with me.
Are you going to get together with Bob over there?
Yes, we have a rendezvous in Paris. You know, we're avid art collectors, Bob and I. We're meeting at the Louvre, right under the Mona Lisa. He's bringing the knife, I'm bringing the gunny sack.
Bing, you wouldn't dare. That would make you and Bob thieves.
Not at all, Jane. You might say that Bob and I are just taking a picture together. Now, Jane, how about a song?
Okay with me.
I really like the way you sing He's Just Crazy for Me, you know, in the Paramount Technicolor musical Just for You.
You're nice to say so.
I really mean it. It's great.
Thank you, my poet.
Move right in here, Miss Barrett.
He's just crazy for me. Just perfection, says he. He tells me I'm gorgeous, and oh, how he sighs whenever he mentions my baby. He's wild over my looks. He thinks that I'm one for the book. According to him, I'm so slender and slim, I feel like a doll on his knee. He's just crazy for me. My pert gentle note. I'm almost in tears when he tells me my ears are tiny pink shells from the sea. He's just crazy for me.
Wonderful, Jane. Really a smasher. Such a class. A vraiment formidable.
So long. I'll call you when it gets cooler.
Wait, just a minute. You think we ought to do our song before you go?
You mean zing a little song?
I don't mean pat him on the popo. I mean... John Scott, zing a little song.
Sing, sing a little song with me. I know we're not beside the Zuyder Zee, but when you're sitting by the Zuyder me, I want to sing a little song.
Zing, zum, sentimental melody about a chapel or an apple tree, about a couple living happily, and I'll be glad to sing along.
And I'll be glad it ain't the season.
But as me kind of silly, you really are a dolly.
A dolly and a dilly.
You got a reason, the cuddles are to close to me. And we could do a very clever bit of close harmony.
Zing,
zing, zing, it's getting late, my pet.
My pet.
We've got a most important date to set.
I'm sure that we could make a great duet. And we could sing a little love song all night long.
Sing, zing, zing a little song with
we'll
me.
We'll sing a little song.
I know we're not beside a side
and
of
I'll
zing.
Be glad to sing along.
But when you're sitting by the side of me,
you want a what?
I want to sing a little song.
Sing some sentimental melody
that's all
about a chapel or an apple tree.
And I'll be glad
about
to
a couple
sing
living
along.
Happily.
How's that with you?
Well, I'll be glad to sing it too.
Well, okay.
It ain't a season that has me kind of zilly. You really are
a dolly.
Ooh, a dolly and a
oh,
dilly.
How thrilly.
You got a reason to cuddle sort of close to me. And we could do a very clever bit of
close harmony.
Zing, 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 it's getting late, my pet.
Forgot to set the date.
I know that
we could make a great duet.
I'll be the tenor,
alto,
bass and baritone. And we could sing a little love song all night long. Along with me, I know we're not beside the side of sea. But when you're sitting by the side of me, we wanna sing,
we wanna sing a little song.
If we do, we gotta sing some sentimental melody.
We gotta sing
about a chapel or an apple tree. About a couple living happily. We wanna sing,
we wanna sing a little song.
Could be the music that's got me off my noodle.
Could be the Wiener Schnitzel, der Fraulein.
Could be the apple strudel.
Could be when we're together, I want to sing a serenade.
And we could dodge it up a bit and make a hit and do a bit. A little zing,
a zing, a zing. We'll kill them at the Met. You know they'll make a great duet.
How can we miss?
With stuff like this,
well.
I'll make it.
Oh, well, we'll settle for a love song all night long.
Thank you, Jane. Thanks, James. You were very breezy. I loved every beat, every bar. Now, if I wonder if we could get Ken Carpenter to zing a little song about the new General Electric two-oven Constellation range.
I'll be happy to, Bing. You know, it's unbelievable, folks, what you can do with a new General Electric two-oven Constellation range. Oh, man alive, the work and bother those two ovens save you. No more of this, I've got to get the pies out by two if I want to get the roast done by five, because now you can bake in one oven and roast or broil in the other. And you can set each oven at a different temperature so that you have everything ready for the groaning board at the same time. Each oven is fully equipped, spacious, and completely independent of the other.
Yeah, my friends, both of these Jim Dandy ovens bake, both of them broil, and both of them roast. Matter of fact, with this GE Constellation, the ladies don't even have to hang around the premises while supper's cooking, do they?
No, siree. Ladies, the GE oven timer turns your master oven off and on for you, so you can spend the afternoon shopping or at the local movie emporium. And you can get the convenience of two-oven cooking for the price you might expect to pay for a one-oven range.
So, neighbors, come the dawn tomorrow, at the very crack thereof, convey yourself across the plaza and see your GE dealer about a new modern General Electric Constellation range with push-button controls. And if he doesn't sell you one, twist his arm a little, huh? He's got no right to hoard them. Now, to present our next guest, I'd like to say right off that he's indeed our top jazz violinist. Real crazy man, as Dean Martin says, but he does have his lucid moments, they tell me. Although I've never been fortunate enough to catch him in a lucid mood. Here then, ladies and gentlemen, is the completely uninhibited fiddler, Joe Venuti.
Is this the place?
Yeah, Joe, this is the place. Hey, Joe. Joe, where are you and the orchestra playing now?
Oh, we're playing at the Devonshire Inn on La Cienega in Pico.
Devonshire Inn, oh boy. Devonshire Inn, it sounds very British.
Oh, rather.
Say, come off it, come off it. You've been hanging around with Ray Noble, eh?
Ray Noble, who's he?
He's an orchestra leader.
I don't know many orchestra leaders. In fact, I'm the only orchestra leader I know.
Say, Joe, how many men in your band now?
Well, it varies.
How do you mean?
Well, it depends on how many show up.
Oh. Who's the worst offender in your band?
Me.
Kidding on the square, baby. Joe, what are you going to play for us this evening? What do you got?
I thought I might play Body and Soul.
Body and Soul?
Oh, it must be the heat. I'm out of my mind.
Okay. Okay, then, Body and Soul by Joe Venuti. Of course, he may switch it to Body and Filet of Soul.
Say, that's good. I think I'll play that.
No. Just play Body and Soul. Oh, boy. great artist. Thank you, Joe. Thanks very much. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ken Carpenter with a pretty bit of news.
General Electric offers you the world's most wonderful electric kitchen for only $47.20 a month. A spotless GE kitchen that's all electric, that preserves your food, cooks your meals, and washes your dishes afterwards. It's geared for efficiency, matched for style and beauty. And you can have it right now after a small down payment and pay for it over a 3-year period. And your General Electric dealer gives you an extra service. He designs the layout of your GE all-electric kitchen, places the appliances for convenience and for knockout good looks. The cost of that service? Nothing. And say, if you're buying or building a home, be sure it has this GE all-electric kitchen. The costs included right in your regular long-term mortgage. And there are other finance plans which offer much lower terms over a longer period. That's a pretty bit of news indeed. You can be princess of a fairy kitchen for only $47.20 a month.
So, see your General Electric kitchen dealer about it today, huh? He's the boy who holds the key to Wonderland. Here's a lovely new ballad. Its immense popularity, undoubtedly attributable to the British recording of the same by Miss Vera Lynn.
Auf Wiedersehen, auf Wiedersehen, we'll meet again, sweetheart. This lovely day has flown away, the time has come to part. We'll kiss again, like this again. Don't let the teardrops start. With love that's true, I'll wait for you. Auf Wiedersehen, sweetheart. This again, don't let the teardrops start. With love that's true, I'll wait for you. Auf Wiedersehen, sweetheart.
The Hartz Mountain Canary was Miss Lulu Jean Norman singing in the background there. Now, my thanks. Thank you, Jane. Joe, thanks very much. My thanks to you for a very charming visit this evening. I hope we can all get together again next Thursday. Same time, same place, when our guests will be the Bell Sisters and Miss Helen O'Connell. And friends, just a quick reminder about that fabulous General Electric dependability. You can't see it, but you can be sure it's there in every single General Electric appliance you buy. Take my word for it. You can put your confidence in General Electric.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by General Electric, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Helen O'Connell and the Bell Sisters. Folks, Election Day is less than a month away.
Right now, why not go to the calendar and put a big circle around November 4th? Make sure this year you and your family go to the polls and exercise your duty and privilege to vote. Remember, voting is everybody's job.
Transcribe.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great Sigmund Romberg operetta, Maytime, starring Gordon MacRae and his brilliant guest from the Metropolitan Opera, Miss Dorothy Kirsten. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another memorable play with music is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon MacRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, everyone. Well, Sigmund Romberg did a glorious job of setting spring to music. And so, if you don't mind, Dorothy Kirsten and I will skip ahead 6 months and back 100 years... for some of the best spring songs since Mendelssohn. I'll be Dick, and Dorothy is Ottilie, in Maytime.
Sweetheart, 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 will you love me ever?
Do you know what day this is, Dick?
Well, now let me think. Why, sure. This is Thursday, the 21st of May.
Dick Wayne... you've forgotten.
What have I forgotten? Is it a national holiday?
I'm going into the house, and I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Now, wait, Oddly. I haven't forgotten it's your birthday. And do you know what we're going to do to celebrate?
What?
I have 2 tickets for an excursion on the steam locomotive.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it true they go 18 miles an hour?
Oh, no, 20. Downhill.
It's tempting providence, but I'll go.
Oh, it wouldn't be any fun without you. You know, nothing's any fun without you, Oddly.
I feel the same way, Dick.
You know, someday, if things go the way I've planned, we'll spend our whole lives together. And we'll never have to be apart.
There's a home in the land, the fair land of my dreams, that's waiting for you and me.
And love to that heaven will show us the way. And give us the golden key.
We'll enter therein and shall know all the joy.
In the kingdom of heart's desire. Our little house, our little home, you and I alone, dear. Heart to heart, no more to part, never more to roam, dear. Our little kettle on the floor.
Our little cricket's cheery
chord. Our little cricket's cheery
chord.
And we shall find our heart's desire within our little home, sweet home. Within our little home, sweet home.
There's only one trouble, Oddly. I can't afford to buy our little home, sweet home.
When you sell some of your inventions, you'll be rich. I know you will.
But until then, do you think we can live on love?
Why not? We could be like gypsies. They don't have any money, but I think they're happier than a lot of people who have mansions here on Washington Square.
Well, maybe.
maybe.
What would your family say to that, Aunt May? A gypsy son-in-law.
I don't care what they say.
Oh, I almost forgot your birthday present.
Dick, you didn't get me a present, did you?
Oh, Hadley, I wish it could be an engagement ring with a diamond as big as the moon.
You gave me this sweet little gold ring last year, and I've never taken it off my finger.
Oh, that doesn't count. Come around here by the garden wall.
What do you have hidden behind there, Dick?
Look.
A tree!
Mm-hmm.
A darling little apple tree.
It's nothing, I know, but I'll plant it wherever you say.
It'll be our tree, Dick. Why, every time I look at it, I'll think of this day and springtime and how much I love you.
Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Oh, love is so sweet in the springtime when blossoms are fragrant in May.
No year that our coming can bring time to make me forget this day.
I love you in life's gray December, the same as I love you.
You say?
Right here. And, Dick, I have an idea.
What's that, darling?
The little jewel casket that Aunt Matilda gave me for a present. We'll bury that in the roots of the tree with a note inside so that someday our children or our grandchildren will dig it up and know how much we loved each other.
Let me take the little gold ring off your hand, dear.
No.
Please. We'll put that in the jewel box at the roots of the tree when we plant it. And maybe it'll grow into a beautiful engagement ring.
All right, Dick. Here, you take this little key to the jewel box. I have one, too. Don't ever lose it.
Never. Never. There. It's planted.
It's the loveliest birthday present I've ever had. I hope we can spend all our lives in the shadow of this tree, Dick.
Darling, oddly, I have to tell you something. I may have to go away from you and our apple tree.
No.
Well, only for a little while. I've got to go out like Dick Whittington to seek my fortune.
I won't let you go.
Oh, darling, how could I ever give you a good life serving your father as an apprentice? When I've made a mark in the world, just a little mark, why, I'll come back to you.
No. You'll go off to Paris or one of those wicked cities and be surrounded by a lot of beautiful sirens.
Will I?
And they'll make you forget all about me.
Oh, don't worry, darling. You know what I'll tell all those beautiful girls.
Go away, girls, go away. There's only one girl for me. You are pretty girls, you are witty girls, you are just the kind of girls that all nice girls should be. Go away, girls, go away. You are sweet, but I am not your honeybee. Somehow I have found I cannot buzz around you, for there is only one girl for me.
Go away, girls. Pretty girl, you are witty girl, you are just the kind of girl that all my girls should be.
Go away, girls, go away. You are sweet, but I am not your honeybee. Somehow I have found I cannot buzz around you, for there is only one girl for me.
How long will you be gone, Dick?
How long will it take, dear, to prove to your family that I'm a worthy husband for you?
Dick, I just had an awful feeling. A cold, terrible feeling that we'll never really be together again.
Oh, now, darling, don't think that way.
Even in Europe, Dick, way across the ocean, will you remember? Will you love me always?
My dearest one, sweetheart.
God bless you, Dick.
Christmas in heaven, will you remember? Springtime, love, fun,
Here is Act Two of the Lawrence and Lee version of Sigmund Romberg's Maytime, starring Gordon McRae as Dick and his guest Dorothy Kirsten as Ottilie.
Sweetheart, 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 heart that may sever.
It was more than a dozen years before I could return to Ottilie. And much of that time was spent deep in South Africa, completely cut off from the outside world. I kept my promise to her. I made my mark and was a rich man. And so, once again, my thoughts turned home. You can imagine how excited I was when my ship docked at the battery in Maytime. It was a bright, windy day, and the park was filled with young ladies and their beaux.
It's a windy day on the Battery, and there's a lot to see. So it's whoops, my dear, won't have no fear. Come take a walk with me. The beaux with large spy glasses stand and look their eyes away. What is it they see on the Battery on a windy day?
It's a windy day on the Battery, and there's a lot to see. So it's whoops, my dear, pray have no fear. Come take a walk with me.
The bow with large spyglasses stand and look their eyes away. What is it they see on the Battery on a windy day? What is it they see on the Battery on a windy day?
What may I do for you, sir?
Excuse me, is Miss Otterly here?
Miss Otterly? I take it you have not been in close touch with the family for some time.
Well, I've been away. Is anything wrong?
Will you wait here in the garden, sir?
How long it's been since I've stood in this garden. And how our little apple tree has grown.
Dick!
Otterly!
Dick Wayne, I can't believe it's you.
Oh, darling, darling, it's so good to hold you again.
Please, Dick. No, don't kiss me.
What's the matter?
Dick, you were away so long, I was sure you'd forgotten me.
You're married?
It was my father's last wish before he died.
My best wishes to you and to your husband. Do I know him?
My cousin, Claude.
Claude was just a gambler.
Shh.
I'm sorry. After all these years, I'm certain he's changed.
He hasn't changed, Dick. But he's my husband, and I'm his wife. But what about you? I know you've done well.
Well, in a material way.
Are you married, Dick?
No, I don't. In all my travels and all these years, I've thought only of you.
I've traveled a long way, too, Dick. Though I never left Washington Square.
From here to paradise, a very long it seems. But I have tried it often in the mirror of my dreams. And by my side I seem to see my life, my love, my own. But the road from here to paradise, I've traveled all.
So far away, the land of endless days.
To paradise. Oh dear, I've lost the way. So far I've gone astray.
Favor to an old sweetheart. Will you try to fall in love?
I'll try, darling. But first, I'll have to fall out of love. I could no more forget Adelie than I could leap across the Hudson River. But after a few years, I did meet Alice. We were married and had a son. From time to time, I saw Adelie, watched the gold disappear from her hair. And then came the saddest hour I ever spent in that house on Washington Square.
Sold to Mr. Alfred Ryerson. This concludes the public auction of the personal property of the late Claude Van Zandt.
Adelie.
Oh, Dick. I can't ask you to sit down. There are no chairs. I'm a trespasser in my own house. No husband, no home. Why, the apple tree in the garden isn't even ours anymore. Everything belongs to Mr. Ryerson.
No, Adelie. Mr. Ryerson is my agent. I bought this house and everything in it.
Dick.
And now I'm giving it all back to you.
That's charity.
Nonsense. You can start over again, Adelie.
I'm too tired, Dick. And too old.
Now, Adelie, I have a secret that will make you young again.
Dancing will keep you young when in a waltz you're swung.
Age flies away and youth comes to stay. You may be gray, but still you can say, farewell to heavy fare. It cannot linger where joy has a floor, so join in the dance, for dancing will keep you young.
Dancing will keep you young when in a waltz you're swung. Age flies away and youth comes to stay. You may be gray, but still you can say farewell to heavy care. It cannot linger where joy has a floor, so join in the dance, for dancing will be.
Music is magic, Richard, but it can't perform so great a miracle as that.
Now, Adelie.
Do you know, the apple tree in the garden is slowly dying. The apple tree is singing, and the gold.
They're just digging up that old apple tree in the backyard.
They should have took it out a long time ago.
Grandma wouldn't let them. She loved this old tree a lot.
Hey, look, Adelie. There's something stuck in the roots.
A little box. A jewel box. Oh, dear me. It's locked.
I've got a key here. Maybe this'll open it.
Why, Dickie Wayne, where did you get that key?
My grandpa left it to me.
I've got one just like it.
Hey, there's a letter.
And a sweet little gold ring.
What does the letter say, Adelie?
Our love is so sweet in the springtime.
When blossoms are fragrant in May.
Why, it's a love letter
from my grandmother.
To my grandmother.
Here, Adelie, put this little gold ring on your finger.
Does this mean we're engaged?
It means we're sweethearts. Just like our grandparents used to be.
Sweetheart, sweetheart, sweetheart. Our past may sever.
To life a remember. Will you remember?
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Lovely Dorothy Kearson will be back in just one moment. And meanwhile, our heartfelt thanks to Sammy Ogg, Noreen Corcoran, and I guess that's Cochran, isn't it, Noreen? Noreen Cochran, and our entire company. Maytime, with music by Sigmund Romberg and book and lyrics by Rita Johnson Young and Cyrus Wood, was dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this same time by the American Railroads. Marvin?
Do you own an insurance policy of any kind? Well, if you do, that's another reason why you have a direct interest in the railroads. For the nation's insurance companies are the largest holders of railroad bonds. This means that, along with many other good investments, insurance companies make with your money, railroad earnings stand behind the protection and security your insurance policy offers. So when you hear about the continuing progress being made by the railroads, progress that means more efficient and economical transportation service, remember that this is just another reason why you have a direct interest in the railroads.
Thank you, Marvin. And now here is our gracious and beautiful guest, Miss Dorothy Kearson.
Sure did grow old in a hurry, didn't we, Grandpappy?
Well, 60 years and 30 minutes, Grandma. Just you and me in the apple tree.
What are we going to do next week, Gordon?
Well, Dorothy, do you want to sing some... you like to sing some Oscar Strauss waltzes?
I'd love it.
Good. Well, then we'll do a waltz dream, a musical feast in three-quarter time, with the pride of the Met and the San Francisco Opera, Miss Dorothy Kearson, across the microphone from me.
See you next Monday, Gordon.
Right. Good night, Dorothy.
Good night, Dorothy.
Well, dear friends...
All aboard!
Oh, pardon me. Well, dear friends, it looks as though ready to pull out. And so, until next week at the same time, in Walt's team, this is Gordon McRae saying, good night, everybody.
Time was presented by special arrangement with Tams Whitmark Music Library, Incorporated, and Hans Bartsch Plays. Gordon McRae appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, producers of The Miracle of Fatima. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodnight for the American Railroads. Now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Transcribed. Next, it's the Pacific Telephone Hour on NBC.